This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
At bottom of the hour, we'll be joined by Nick Caserio, Texans GM, and we'll get into the offseason with Nick. A lot to get into with Nick Caserio, so stay tuned for that at the bottom of the hour. So we're moving our mock draft injection. We're doing it a little bit earlier today. We'll do that right now, kind of get in the mood. This is sort of an appetizer for talking to the person who will actually make this pick come late April. The one we're doing today, Seth, is one. This is a good one. Daniel Jeremiah, NFL.com, who I think we know here in Houston acutely that he's probably pretty plugged in, maybe more plugged in than many of the mock drafters out there, because back in the day, he was the one who, the day before the draft, was like, hey, you know what? I think I'll have the Texans taking C.J. Stroud at 2 and then trading up to get Will Anderson at 3.
Right. I think he it ended up being Will Anderson a little bit lower than that, but it was yeah, whatever the specifics were. Oh, no. I think it was Will 3. Anderson at 3. Yeah. The trade package was different.
Yeah.
But like he pretty much nailed it.
Yes.
I don't know if, and now I don't know. Did he have help with that? Did a little birdie get in his ear? I don't know.
Yeah.
If there was a birdie in his ear, I think it probably came from the Cardinals side.
Yes.
Because the Cardinals were just falling all over themselves, trying to paint themselves out as brilliant for that move.
So, Oh, yeah. All right. So what does Daniel Jeremiah have the Texans doing in his latest mock draft with the 25th pick? In the Daniel Jeremiah NFL.com mock draft, the Houston Texans select Emeka Ibuka, wide receiver, Ohio State. The comment, C.J. Stroud gets to reunite with his college teammate. Ibuka's professionalism and dependability would be a perfect fit in Houston. All right, I will say this. Wide receiver's kind of a sexy position. I don't know, like, when I'm getting my wide receivers that the things I want highlighted are their professionalism and their dependability, man. I want their twitch and their speed highlighted.
There are other wide receivers that are more exciting athletically, that are quicker and twitchier and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I think there is a part of Ibuka's game that a lot of NFL coaches and scouts look at and think, okay, he does a lot of the stuff that we don't know with other wide receivers whether they're going to learn how to do this. So when it comes to his ability to read coverages, to adjust his routes, that Ohio State offense, they do things that are more advanced than a lot of other college offenses. That was one of the things that people got wrong with C.J. Stroud, was that they were acting like C.J. Stroud was in this like overly simplified offense or something, when it was just exactly the opposite. They ask those guys to do option routes and other things that a lot of colleges don't do. So I think that's the comfort level with Ibuka, and then obviously he's competed at a high level on a very big stage, and he's shown all that. I could see this being a guy that Caserio feels very comfortable with for for all of the reasons that I think Caserio seems to be more comfortable with big school guys, you've just got a big sample size of him versus really good competition in big moments.
The most common Texans pick, Seth, that you pulled this from the consensus right now, is Matthew Golden, the wide receiver from Texas, across the mock draft universe, which I would be very cool. I like Golden a lot. Former U of H guy, had a great year at UT last year.
Yeah, and I think the sum total of it, too, is that in Jeremiah's mock draft, I think there was only one receiver that went before Ibuka. Mm-hmm. So of all these different wide receivers that have been mocked to the Texans, we haven't done a mock draft yet where I feel like, oh, no, you can't take that guy, he's a bum. They all make sense. And it does feel like that kind of draft where, look, we know that Nick likes looking at bands of players. Yeah. And where are these guys going and where are we? So this year, if the Texans are interested in several of these wide receivers, I think 25 might be one of the sweet spots for drafting a wide receiver.
Where a lot of them are going, yeah.
Yeah, so you might not get stuck in one of these moments where he wants to trade up or wants to trade back a little bit and he can't. This might be the rare instance where Caserio ends up feeling very comfortable with where they're actually drafting.
If you're wanting a wide receiver, if you're a Texan fan who is wanting them to draft a receiver with the 25th pick, blindly, Jeremiah's draft plays out the exact way you want it, which is any of the interior offensive linemen that you think they might be tempted to take, they're all off the board for the most part. Tyler Booker goes 13th. Membu from Mizzou goes 14th. Gray Zabal goes 18th. That's probably the highest I've seen him go, the kid out of North Dakota State.
Yeah.
Even Kenneth Grant, the defensive tackle from Michigan, Seth, goes 16th in Jeremiah's draft. So the receivers are largely untouched, and a lot of the players that the bigger players, the interior D or O-line players that Texan fans are really hot on, are all gone on this draft when they get to 25.
Yeah. I think Ibuka, it just seems, just by perusing social media, it seems like amongst the Texans fan base, Ibuka might be the guy that people have. There are a lot of people that are skeptical just because he's not as good of a speed athlete as some of the other guys. So the stuff that gets you really excited and the things that pop on tape, this is a little bit more of a nuanced selection.
Yeah.
So I guess, again, I'm happy with any of these guys, but I get why some people might be more skeptical of Ibuka.
The things that don't pop on tape are the things that Daniel Jeremiah just highlighted in his synopsis. Ibuka's professionalism and dependability would be a perfect fit in Houston. Nobody pops on the sizzle reel and says, look at his dependability.
You're right, exactly. And that's where it comes down to the sample size of everything you've seen. And some of the things that he's doing as he's adjusting to coverages, that doesn't show up on a highlight reel necessarily.
Yep.
So I get it if some people are skeptical of it. I think there are a lot of guys that make sense here. The one thing, too, looking at that mock draft database, it's that the Texans, amongst the top 25 teams, they and the Cowboys have the least consensus about which pick they're going to take.
Yeah.
And I think that probably feels about right, because there are – if you look at the positions where it's most likely that they draft either an interior offensive lineman or a wide receiver or a defensive tackle, there are a lot of names that are enticing late in the first round so far on the mock draft.
Yeah, we know
this is all just speculation, obviously.
That's what makes it fun, man. That's okay. I'm sure Nick is going to tell us exactly who they're drafting 5 minutes from now. So you may as well just have the sounder ready and let Nick make the pick here on our show on February the 19th, 2 months before the draft.
There are a lot of people. A lot of people want us to ask questions that, like, Sean and I won't ask because an NFL GM would be an idiot if he gave us a straight answer.
Correct.
On it. Like,
yeah.
So
exactly.
So thank you for the suggestions. Yes. But, yeah, he's not going to tell us which position he's going to draft in the first round.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, so there it is. Nick Caserio, Texans Executive Vice President and GM, is going to join us next. A little pre-combine, pre-draft chat with the Texans GM. Stay there.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.